Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Morgan. My name is Beverly King, and apparently something happened on my phone. I was doing something on my phone, and all of a sudden I get this email from your company saying that I had ordered something, and it was for $59.98, and I didn't order it. I didn't ask for it, but it somehow did, and they sent me an email telling me, congratulations, this and this and this. So I answered it back, and I said, I did not order this. I didn't, and, you know, I need my money put back in my card, back on my card ASAP, because if I don't, then they're going to overdraft it, and they were going to charge me, my bank will charge me $25 for an overcharge, which I cannot afford because of the fact that I live on Social Security disability. And so I just tried to, so I talked to the customer care with my card, and they said that they did not have anything with it and that I needed to contact y'all. So I got your phone number off of the thing where they took it off my card on April the 4th.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Yes, it's Beverly King, K-I-N-G. That's spelled B-E-V-E-R-L-Y.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 708 North Arizona Avenue, Apartment 6 in Wilcox, spelled Wilcox, Arizona, 85643.
Yes, and I do see there was a contest entered for a kitchen mixer. Do you recall if you tried to claim a kitchen mixer or did anything for anything like that?
No.
Do you recall if you signed up for a meal planning app, Bites Hub?
No. That's why I said I didn't understand why all of a sudden I got this text message saying that $59.58 had been taken out of my account. And I thought, what are you talking about, you know? So then a few minutes later, I get an email. I got an email from them, from your company, saying that congratulations, this, this, and this, or whatever, and that they were charging me $59 and something. And so I answered that email back. I replied to that email, and I told them, I said, look, I did not order this. I do not want this. I said, I need my money put back in my account ASAP, because if you don't, it's going to overdraft me, and then I'm going to be in trouble because of the fact that I live on Social Security. And so then the lady, whoever it was, answered me back and said, okay, we will cancel this and we will refund your money ASAP. And I said, okay. And so I've been waiting since Monday. And my bank told me that if I don't have it back in there by tomorrow, then they're going to overdraft me by $25, which is going to put me on the negative side.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall signing up for the contest for the kitchen mixer or doing the subscription for Bites Hub, we can go ahead and cancel this account and submit it as a claim for fraud.
Well, it was supposed to be, the lady that I talked to right before you, she told me that it had been canceled, but my refund, it had not been set up for a refund yet. That's what I was wondering about, because I only have until Friday, and then my bank is going to charge me an overdraft fee. And then I'm going to be on the negative side.
Yes, and we can go ahead and refund the charge, but a refund takes 3 to 5 days to post.
Yeah, that's what my bank told me. So they told me to contact you today and then find out exactly, you know, find out approximately when it's going to be deposited back into my account. And then they said that they would wait till Monday at the latest.
Yes, and a refund takes 3 to 5 business days to post.
So that would be like Monday or Tuesday of next week?
Give me one moment. Yes, It would take 3 to 5 business days, and today is Thursday, so Saturday and Sunday wouldn't count.
Okay, so it'd be like Thursday, Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday, right? And possibly all the way to Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. Wednesday would make 5 days, exactly.
Okay. So you'll start the process today to put it back in there?
Yes, ma'am. And I can give you a confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay. What is it?
Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
9205 03 03 88 88 1 1. And that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, then I will call my bank and then I will tell them this is the confirmation number, and then maybe they'll hold off until Wednesday, as long as they know something that they told me to call you and contact you and see why it had not been put in there. Because like I said, I got an email on Monday, which was the 4th, and I emailed them back and I told them, I said, I did not order this. I do not want this. And I said, could you please put my money back into my account because it's going to be overdrafted. And so they emailed me back and said, yes, ma'am, we will. And they said, we're sorry for the inconvenience and this and this. And so they said, we had put in for a refund as of today, which was Monday. And it said it'll take 3 to 5 business days. So that's why I was wondering.
Yes, and my refund process is 3 to 5 days.
Okay. All right. Then I will call them back and I'll let them know. And I'll give them that confirmation number. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You're I welcome. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.